Yesterday we discussed the Ran Shita and the tour, the Machlokas Ran and the tour, whether you could say Gurasik and Dofen Akuma together. And Rabbi Akiva Eger says it's not just about whether you could say Shnei Halachas, but it's only if the Shnei Halachas are contingent one on the other. In other words, you won't be able to say Dofen Akuma if there's no grasik. So now there are other gemaras which we'll see the Chazon Ish discusses on page 15 here. The Gemara says, "Rav Ashi Omer Meshucha v'hi Tluya." V'chi Dami goes, "You're not shtei seidos akumas or shnei koslei hamovoi." Govam Gimel. The Aimbach will make some Gimel. So he had two Yesedos Akumos. Al Shnei Koslei Mavoy. She Aimbach Govam Gimel. The Aimbach Musum Gimel. Mount the Tame, O Lover Amrina, O Chavod Amrina, Love and Chavod, Lo Amrina Kamashmalon. So here, So what would have you would have two Yesedos, so you have to combine them, you'd have to say Chavit Rami, means that something that's on top as if it comes down. It's like the opposite of Gurasik, so to speak. Right.
Yeah.
And then so go down and then join them horizontally. So the Gemara says, you might think you don't say that. Kamash Malon, that you do. In other words, you might think, oh, Lovat Amrina, and you could either say Lovat or Chovat Rami, one or the other. Kamash Malon, that you can say both. So, Lachora, how does that stem with the whole Ran and the Rebbe Kivega and everything is in the Beferish Gemara that seems to say you could say two halachah l'moshe
misinais. Even if one is dependent on the
other. Yeah, even if one is dependent. Look at this Gemara.
Right.
So what do you say to that? Isn't that like a full proof that you, yeah.
Yes,
so what's the question? Lovud?
What is
Lovud? Lovud means when you combine two things together if they're less than three tfachim from each other. That's Lovud.
And that is Halacha Moshe Misinai.
That's Halacha Moshe Misinai.
And the same with
Halacha
Moshe Misinai and also Dovah.
Right. All these things. So, L'chor, you have a B'feirish of Gemara. Yeah.
Isn't one the right to wonder upon?
What's the right to wonder upon?
Mavoi is Durban, right?
Right.
So it's our right stuff.
Right.
So we have a right from the Durban here.
You're saying maybe because this whole Gemara is only a Din Darabanan, so
right.
Maybe that's why we say it. But if it would be...
You can't bring a riot from the Darabanan, but they're right.
So. Okay. I like what you have to say. I like what you're saying. This whole Din, a Mavli, if you're assuming it's a Mavli Sosum, so it has three walls, so then... Oh, so, okay, so that's what he's saying, Rabbi Talaki. Let's see another Gemara. Let us see another. What if you have here on page 16? So what's this Gemara talking about? The Chavolim, right? You have the Chavolim who rest the three Tefachim from the ground, and you know, so that's Lovah. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that what? Amar Rav Hunun, Amar Rav Hare, Amar Omen Ruba, the parts of Mishnah. The chassis of the other boy of a moon of a mouth. So here the Gemara is talking about doing lavud and open merubala parts. Because you had makifin shlosha chavalim zelamal mizev, zelamal mizev. Fachal yu ben chemel chaveir shlosha tfachim. Then the Gemara says, "I'm a ruler, I'm a rab. I'm the open ruler of the parts which they, the chassis, have the omen." So if you have open ruler parts and you also have chassis, so what does that mean? It means you have. You have openings in the mechitzas. That says nothing. That's good because all the Mirubala parts. So this is another Gemara that seemingly says that you can have two halakha Moshe Misinais. In other words, you're having ropes surrounding an area, but it's not totally surrounding the area. So it has areas that there's no ropes at all. So there's entrances where there's no rope at all. So then you have the ropes, that's lovud, and then you have entrances that's mutter based on omud rumala parts. So isn't that also two halacha moshu misidas? Yeah, so Rabbi Harari says, well, yeah, they're not dependent upon each other because the lavud and the well, no, they are. Maybe they are, because if you didn't have lavud, then you couldn't, then it wouldn't be omud. The lavud makes it into an omud, and now it's on the rural part, so they are dependent upon each other. Because if you didn't have those things, then they wouldn't... So, that's another, right? Because it's only open rubala parts because of lavud. If you didn't have the din lavud, you would have nothing. And then you would have an Amud Rabba Paras. So you have the Amud Rabba Paras. We have the Lavan, that makes it Mechitzas. Now the Mechitzas have openings in them, and that's Amud Rabba Paras. So it is dependent on each other. So Lachora, we're going to see, I think Chazanish is going to point this out momentarily, that that another example against the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ran. If you want to make this klal that you can't have two halachas Moshe Mishinais and the Rabbi Kiva Eger limits it, only one dependent on the other. So the Chazanish was going to say, I'm going to give you two Gemaras that are against this. Right? What do you think? Yeah.
That's not one of the Gemaras. That's not considered in the defense. There's only two stuff.
That's love. Yeah, that's Lavan. Here, I mean, then you'd have to be done. What's the din of Lavan and Dothan Akuma? Is he supposed to get a shot? But Lachora, you have two Gemara. Okay, then Rabbi Telki will say back.
And yeah,
it's Alach Moshe Mishinai.
Yeah,
it's the famous Gemara. Because the Gemara talks about what if you have Oba Kaparas. And the Gemara says, what was the Halach of Moshe Mishinai? It was a Gedor Ruba, a little different Ruba. So.
You say things like you were in the Gemara of Egypt.
So you want to say that the dolphin is. You want to say the sukkah is different because of the dolphin, like Rabbi Soloveitchik said, as opposed to Rabbi Talik saying, he's just saying sukkah is different because it's a daraisa. So let's see what the Chazanish says. But I like what you said also. I like what you said. So let's see the Chazanish. Shuvas Rabbi Kivege, because of the Lamina Bay as Allah has taken the Asher will do no lepa that will be called Chida. Vazel Das Haran, the Lamina of the Kuma, the Inet was the Gizkas Kach. The Lamina of the Kuma, the Lamina of the Kuma, the Lamina of the Kuma, the Perish, the Zer, Sugi of the Erevin, the Oma Meshuchu, he Kuluya. Viksha Masha, the name Meshuchu, the Kuluya, the Dizu of Brighton. Of Kuma, the Lamina of the Lamina, the members of Rina Kuma, the Kuda, the Kuma, the Kuma, the Kuma, the Kuma, of love and read them go with Yosef Gimel. That will be halacha achas, koachida. Say if you go over the parches of Gimel, a kati yashal adon in love and on the Rabbi Moshe Pachas v'Gimel, with Kli Pachas v'Gimel, even Alaksu shal Gimel Gimel. Yeah. But he says those cases, he says, are two halachas. Should we see this? Because Malkum Bikri base halachas the Efshal Adun Alavad Echad Elokim Kadmo Lavad Acher. And what about? And even two lavads should be maybe a problem, right? Could you say two lavads? So you want to say maybe the case of He quotes here from the Marsha. So the Chazanish says that this Rabbi Kiva Eiger with the rod is against a bunch of Gemaras. So you're trying to defend. You guys are defending. You're a defender. Defending the faith. But the Chazanish has a... I don't know. So you know what the Chazanish says? He says that you can't say like the Rebbe Kivega, because it's against the Gemara. Ah, so what's pshat in the Ran? But the Rasik and he says Lachain Nira, second line, page 17 and 11. The A Lidmos Halacha Zuluzu. He says no. The concept that you don't say Dofen Akuma and Gurasik is specific to those two Halacha L'Moshe Misinais. It's not just a thing of Halacha L'Moshe Misinais in general. The Efshar Dofen Akuma Lo Shach Im Ein Advanz Mergiz Lo Vash Ein Sach Mergiz Lo Ava Bashar Duchti Ashaper Minim Beis Halachas. Wow. We had the Aaron Pizai that made a call for good and Ryan the Hussein Bukhalina with Rabbat. What was the case in Aaron Pizai? You have to see. But basically, the Chazanish argues with the Rabbi Kivager. What?
Only
the case of Gurasik together with Dofen Akuma. Because maybe Dofen Akuma, I'll tell you why. Because maybe you can't have an imaginary Akuma. Akuma is a physical Akuma. But can you have an invisible Akuma? In other words, Chazanish doesn't say why. You want someone to say why, so I'm throwing out a svara. Chazanish says the Ran should only be taken local for that one case, because if you want to make a general thing, then it's against these Gemaras. Right? It's against at least two Gemaras. The Gemara on Tesam and Aleph and Tazayin and Beis.
Where does those Gemaras suggest, maybe those Gemaras are also only local, only specific.
Everything's local?
Well, politics is local.
Right. But those Gemaras said that you say it.
Or maybe those Gemaras, maybe even Rabbi Kiva Eiger holds that.
So Rabbi Telki wants to say that maybe the Rabbanans are different, or Rabbi Browdy wants to say that maybe Sukkah is different because the Dofen, the Mechitza. I mean, Chazanish also saying something about Bekila Midrabanan on a Gemara in Erevin, Kof the Goat. You want to get an Erevin? Look it up. Have a Gemara Erevin? Max?
I just don't understand why he's not going all the way.
Who?
Because
he doesn't. because, in other words, he's not planning to argue with the Ron. Because the Ron is a Rishon. He's not taking on a Rishon. He'll take on Rabbi Kiva Eger, but he's not going to take on the Ron. You understand? So, in other words, he could say, the Ron, I follow the Torah. I don't hold from the Ron. But the Chazon Ish is not taking on the Ron. So he said, the Ron said what he said. Chazon Ish is not going to take on a Gemara. It's a Gemara. So Chazon Ish doesn't want to take on the Ron, even though he has the Torah on his side. Pei Zion Amral. You understand? In other words, you could. In other words, Max is saying, why did you go all the way? But all the way would mean that you would argue with the Ron, right? And say, I told by the Torah that you could say Good Asik and Dov Rakuma. So the Chazon Ish doesn't want to argue with the Ron, but he'll argue with Rabbi Givega. Rabbi Kivager, you know, is more pilpul. Chazon Ish is not pilpul. Chazon Ish is not brisker either, but it's not pilpul. Rabbi Kivager, I didn't see. I mean, but if you say what you fellows are saying, this difference between, even if you say, like Robert's Svara or Metallic's Svara, then you can make Sukkah into a different category. And then these other cases were Shabbos cases, right? The two cases of Daf Tes and Daf Tazayin. We weren't Sukkah cases. So those are probably only the Rabbanu cases.
No, he just said the case of Dovan Akuma is when it goes all the way up, not when. Right.
So now what's the pshat? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says the pshat.
Right, because it's only my dependent.
But he said you don't say two halachot, because the pshat is you don't say two halachot Moshe Misinas. Rabbi Kiva Eger adds on when one is dependent on the other. But here, we have two Gemaras that they are dependent one on the other, and we still say. That you do say. So he's saying, he quotes a Marsha. That's the he quotes also. footnote say?
Footnote.
What? Which footnote? Rechazanish, even what was that? They even moved over to Kumba the Mokamaka. I'm still trying to figure out what he wants from this Gemara and Pei Zion. Here. El Gurach is Mechitzta, well, Kof the good law. Kof, Rokhav, Nesachu, Kof of Lomata. Mechitza, v'chad they have a mechitza tuluyo. V'vayv v'vaymer su gur aches. Kof rochav hanesa she kofuf lumata ki mechitza atati havi mechitza tuluyo yibaylon su gurachis. You see, the Gemara here has a case gizustro she yish ba arba al arba amos. You have a piece of wood going out into the sea. See, they have a wall here, and then there's a piece of wood going from the wall into the sea. So you could put a hole inside the wall and then you bring up water from the ocean. So the Gemara says, Kof rochav hanesa she kof of lamata mechitza v'kadia mechitza tuluya. Okay, so it's a case of doing two halachas. But he says that's only the rabbanon. So why does the Chazanish say what? Why is the Chazanish not saying the same thing as Yonas and Talati? That is the question. Because the Chazanish says to try to get out of this Gemara and Pei Zion, he says it's only the Rabbanan. So why doesn't he say that those other Gemaras of Shayara, unless
the first Gemara is not the Rabbanan, the second Rabbanan even seems to be the right.
Right, the first Gemara is by a Mavi, so
assuming that it's not, we're not talking about a Mavi Mavi.
Right.
The second Gemara
doesn't make
any
halacha. Right, but the pashtus says it's also talking about it's in a mikka, it's not in Rosh Hashanah, so it's probably also in the Rabbanan. The last line says what Rabbi Telaki is saying, but he doesn't use it for the other cases, and then he could save the Ran that way. It was basically Rabbi Telaki, you've saved the Ran. Basically saying you couldn't, and you saved Rabbi Kiva Eger. And Brody also, you also did it. And the Chazanish even subscribes to you. Because at the end, that's what he says, maybe the Rabbanans are different. But he still doesn't want to use that to explain those other Gemaras. Because I guess he's learning those other Gemaras, theoretically, maybe could be even a Rosh Hashanah, like Rabbi Telki is saying. Case over here is taking water from the thing that's water and ocean is a karmelis. It's taken from a karmelis into the Rishus HaYachid. That's only the Rabbanan. That's clear only the Rabbanan. But the cases of Shayara maybe could even be Rishus HaRabim. But if you say it like that, that would be a simple teres. Right? He himself says it, what you said at the end, but he doesn't want to use it for those other Gemaras. Sarkin. Okay, what about the Nahar Shalom? On page 18. He said, O Toma al Aran, Shekaz of Lomrin, Dovanakuma, Bay the Fanat will give the Tar, Mashna be Simitov Rishlam. I mean, good Asik, Machakak Lobot. Which you could say good Asik and Lobot, but the simple answer is those two are not totally Homaha. May the Ain't of Ibidem of Prophet Megimel, Lohoshiv Avir, Lohoshiv Ain't. On the road of a spach apostle, you will dofen elders in Sakim, but time is shown the darkness of Solomon Sakim. So say some dofen poor, no new Loma. So he says also, like the Chazanish, it's only a din in the dofen. Because what's the din of dofen akuma? He says, you know, why did the whole thing make a din of dofen akuma? He says, because usually walls wobble, you know, walls get, you know, not like this building, but walls get, you know, in old wood shacks, they get, you know, they start warped. Yeah, like you said, Rabbi Levi. So that's the way of a mechitza, but that's only if you have a real mechitza. So the Har Shalom basically is also saying like the Chazon Ish, but it gives a little bit explanation because that's what a wall is. It's wall, you know, but if you don't have a wall there to talk about, then. Okay, there's a little bit more. We'll get off the new packet tomorrow, and maybe we'll finish up a little bit here. Okay, but it's something to think about, this Chazon Ish, this Ha'aretz. Okay?